Hi, this is a dictation for Kendra Ingram. Her last name is War-Ingram, K-E-N-D-R-A-W-A-R-R-I-N-G-R-A-M. The date of birth is 9/18/74. Date of accident is 5/5/2022. And date of service is 5/9/2024. Ms. Kendra Ingram is here for a evaluation. She was initially involved in an automobile accident where she was rear-ended, and she rear-ended a car in front of her as a resident driver, leading to headaches and symptoms of TBI like vertigo, lack of focus, and nausea, lack of concentration, and also pain syndrome affecting both the shoulders as well as neck, mid-back, and lower back mainly. She also started having numbness and tingling of both the hands involving all the fingers and weakness of the right arm. Subsequently, she saw Dr. Redden and Dr. Gilliard. She also had a previous accident in 2014. She underwent a surgery to the left knee, left shoulder, and the right shoulder because of the previous accident. However, all of these pains were aggravated and the surgery on the right shoulder was not very successful. She is unable to move her shoulder beyond 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. The patient has been undergoing all the treatment. She recently had an arthrogram and for the right shoulder, which shows further damage and still unhealed damage. I do not have the report for that arthrogram, but basically patient is looking forward to consult a second opinion with a different orthopedic surgeon before looking for surgery again. He also has been advised that she may have a issue with the cervical spine MRI, which has been ordered and has been done, and possibility of involvement of the nerve from the cervical spine. And on review of the cervical spine MRI, there is a involvement of right C5 nerve root and bilateral C6 nerve root, so necessitating a EMG and nerve conduction test for the right upper extremity to identify whether the pain is coming from the spine and not from from the shoulder itself. And in the lumbar spine MRI that was repeated, there is a bulging disc at T11, T12, as well as at L45, L5S1. And the patient was informed about all these findings. Her pain has not essentially changed. She has a headache, neck pain, mid-back pain, lower back pain, pain in both shoulders, both upper extremities, pain in both the knees. And pain level is from 7 to 9 with effect on the ADLs around 8. 50% improvement is reported by the patient overall. And kindly review the records for ADLs, for system review, and for additional history, as well as for the substance abuse and compliance plans. The physical examination, blood pressure is 146/102, pulse is 86, and the rest of the exam comes from previous visit, 4/11/2024, dictation number 0508-057. Patient's diagnosis remains the same. MAPs have been reviewed and are in compliance. Labs have been reviewed and are in compliance. The patient reports that she has enough Wellbutrin and her mood is good. She doesn't want any more. She also has enough of the other medications. She's trying to take as little as possible. And she's undergoing EMG next week, as a report of which will be awaited. She's also undergoing physical therapy with a choice place 2 times per week for affected area, neck and the lower back, as well as both shoulders. She is released to a light duty job. She'll be seen in 30 days' time after second opinion with the orthopedic surgeon in turn.